Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
There's been a deadly early morning car wreck in Newark. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg went to the scene.
I heard a real loud boom,
followed by screams for help, says Rashid Samir, who lives a few doors down from where police say a black Infiniti slammed into a no parking sign and a tree overnight. Police got here shortly after 3:30 to find a mangled mess. The roof of the car was torn off, the front grille unrecognizable. Two women were killed. Two men are now at University Hospital in critical condition. One other woman is in stable condition. It's a residential neighborhood. There's a church diagonal to where this happened on 15th Avenue and Hunterdon Street. Samir says it's not the first time a car crashed on his block.
It should be a light here. I think it should be a light here on this corner on Hunterdon and 15th Avenue. It should be a traffic sign there.
In Newark, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
There's also been a horrific fatal crash on the Grand Central Parkway. Two cars collided early this morning. Police believe one of the vehicles was possibly going the wrong way. Three people were killed. One is in critical condition. Four people are being observed for potential coronavirus in New York. They are in isolation as the CDC conducts tests. The state health department says one test has come back negative. Results are pending on the other three. Officials have not revealed where in the state the four people live, but city officials say it isn't the five boroughs. State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says the current risk to New Yorkers is low. Anyone who recently traveled to Wuhan, China, and feels sick with fever, cough, or difficulty breathing is being urged to seek medical care right away. City health officials are preparing in case coronavirus turns up here. WCBS's Rich Lamb reports.
Mayor de Blasio was blunt.
We have no indication of a case in New York City yet, but we predict one soon, any way you slice it.
His honor pointed out that New York has the largest Chinese population of any city in the world outside of Asia, and that there has been lots of travel to and from the locus of the outbreak in China. Health Commissioner Dr. Oxyris Barbeau says much is unknown about the coronavirus, but
we know that it can be transmitted from individual to individual, but we don't yet know how easy that transmission can be, or if someone can transmit, or at what point in the illness someone can transmit the virus.
The commissioner added there is neither a vaccine nor any definitive treatment for the coronavirus. At OEM headquarters in Brooklyn, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
A gang of burglars ransacked a Soho boutique, stealing $40,000 worth of coats. The NYPD says one suspect threw an object to break the glass front door at the Mikaj clothing boutique. Then the other five hopped out of a car and ran into the store, taking as many coats as they could carry. Surveillance videos show the six suspects with coats piled high in their arms as they climb back into the car and take off. It happened at 123 Mercer Street at around 11:15 Thursday night. Now the WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Meteorologist Bill Taker, are we seeing some raindrops?
Yeah, we are starting to see that, Tanya, in western and central parts of New Jersey. The rain has arrived in Trenton, also parts of Hunterdon, Warren, Sussex counties as well. And temperatures are close to freezing in the far northwestern part of New Jersey, so there can be some icy spots for a time. The rain will be arriving in the city after 9:30 or so, and then falling heavy at times into the early afternoon. Could be some localized flooding on streets and in poor drainage areas, not to mention a stiff easterly wind throughout the day today. It could lead to some coastal flooding at times of high tide. So just a raw Saturday that will unfold later today. Temperatures holding in the 40s during the day, 50 by evening, and then the rain moves out early tonight, low 38 overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 47. Clouds break for sun Monday, 46. Some sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday as well. High 44 Tuesday, 40 on Wednesday.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.